Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, and Ecclesiastes, Week 11. The Intrinsic Significance of Fearing the Lord in the Economy of God, Saturday. Related Verses. Proverbs 31, 4 and 9 through 12. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to say, "Where is strong drink?" Open your mouth, judge righteously, and minister justice to the poor and needy. Who can find a worthy woman? For her price is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now the God of peace, he who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, in the blood of an eternal covenant, perfect you in every good work for the doing of his will, doing in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the reality and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Philippians 3:10, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. Suggested reading. The last chapter of Proverbs presents two models, a reigning king and a worthy woman. On the one hand, we should be a king, a royal man like the Lord, having the authority to rule. On the other hand, we should be a worthy woman, knowing how to arrange, manage, take care of, and provide for the needs of the saints in the house of God. Proverbs 31:3-9 speaks of a reigning king, one who is not licentious and does not drink wine, but who speaks for the rights of others and ministers justice. This typifies Christ and his overcomers. Only this kind of person can reign. Many brothers cannot restrict themselves, therefore they cannot reign as kings. Our Lord was fully under God's restriction, hence he could reign for God. We should conduct ourselves and handle our affairs like royal princes. Those who restrict themselves are revered by others. If we can be restricted by God and thus deal with ourselves, we will be able to reign for God. Proverbs 31:10-31 describes a worthy woman, one who is wise, kind, diligent, and capable, and who can take care of, arrange, manage, and provide for her household. Her price is far above corals. Her glory surpasses all her peers. This worthy woman typifies the church and the saints who love the Lord. We should all be like this worthy woman in loving the Lord. These two models signify that we should be like a king on the one hand and like a worthy woman on the other hand. In the aspect of overcoming, we should be like a king. In the aspect of loving the Lord, we should be like a worthy woman. Being like this will cause us to have value and glory before the Lord. The Proverbs are not ordinary exhortations. Rather, they speak of how we should conduct ourselves before God. Only in this way can we match the standard of human conduct seen in the book of Proverbs. After the first 30 chapters of Proverbs present the principles and details of human conduct, as well as general words of wisdom, its last chapter shows two models for our human conduct. These two models signify two great figures in the universe, God and man. God is the reigning king, and man is the worthy woman. From Genesis to Revelation, there is a line concerning these two great figures. In the New Testament, these two great figures are Christ and the church. On the one hand, we should conduct ourselves as a reigning king like Christ, having the authority to rule. On the other hand, we should conduct ourselves as a worthy woman, knowing how to arrange, manage, and provide for God's household. The meaning of these two models is very deep and can cause us to receive many teachings related to human conduct, typology, our spiritual life, and practical application. It is worthy of our learning. In holding marriage in honor, man's faithfulness is the base. Regarding this, Proverbs 5:5-19 gives us a warning about the strange woman whose feet go down to death and whose steps hold fast to Sheol. She does not make straight the path of life. Her ways wander and she does not know it. Whereas in holding marriage in honor, man's faithfulness is the base. Woman's virtues are the building up. A gracious woman lays hold of honor. A worthy woman is the crown of her husband. The wise woman builds her house. Regarding women's virtues, we need to read 31:10-31.